Oh, he had swam. He swam across.
And have you heard or do you recall a custom when a purchase is made or a bill is paid for the storekeeper to give some sort of a little gift? Now, someone told me about perhaps maybe if a man buys a suit, they might give him a tie. Do you have a name for that?
A bonus.
A bonus, all right. No, I can't think of one,
but I think there is. I just...
If someone dies as a result of being in the water and he couldn't swim, you say he was...
He drowned.
All right, and if the baby goes across the floor on hands and knees, that motion is called...
Crawled.
And if a boy was... walking along and he came to a tree with apples in it and he wanted one, what would he do? He
climb up the tree.
All right, and yesterday he
climbed.
And he has
climbed
up the tree many times. Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the movement if there's a low hedge or wall and a man wants to hide behind it? How would you describe what you would have to do to hide?
Crouch,
all right.
Or stoop over.
And if you say, well, at church, and some churches this is always a part of, she walked up to the altar and went down on her knees, she
knelt.
And if you're going to rest for a while, you might say, well, I'm going to the bedroom, I'm going to
lie down.
And if someone is sick and he stayed in bed all day, instead of getting up, he, how'd you describe what he did?
He lay in bed all day.
All right. And if you have a dream, later you might say, all night?
I dreamed, but some people say dreamt. I don't know whether that's right or not.
All right. And I dreamed or dreamt or whatever, and then all of a sudden I
waked up.
All right. And what is the action when he puts his foot down hard on the floor?
Stomp.
And if someone offers to take you somewhere in a car, maybe back to the house, they might say, may I
give you a ride or a lift?
And may I
take you.
And what is the movement if a wagon is stuck in the mud and they're trying to get out? They might get in front and
push or pull.
All right. And if you're carrying a heavy suitcase a long way, instead of saying I carried it, could you think of any other way to say that you moved it there? Any way besides I carried it? Or a bag of meal or some heavy thing?
Took it.
All right, but to mean having it on your shoulders or something.
I can't think of the way.
They're inquiring about such things as loved, packed, toted.
Toted is what I've heard. That's right. She toted.
Okay. And if the stove is very hot and there are children around and you see them reaching and you might say, don't you
touch that.
And if you have a watermelon that you want to eat, you might say, go bring
the watermelon.
No, you have the watermelon with you to make that clear and you need something.
Go bring the knife to cut the watermelon.
And in certain games, the place you try to take the ball to or drive the whatever to is called the
goal.
And talk about fishing. You've gone fishing many times and never been successful. I have never
caught a fish.
And yesterday I went fishing and I was lucky.